time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here at the piano in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, a well-known melody, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Marilee Butler is joining us from Bonaire, Georgia. Marilee, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Great to have you. Marilee, what role does music play in your life?
Yeah, I played trombone and flute.
Oh, nice.
When I was in elementary school, I got started in band. You know, they start you off with the recorder and all. And
right.
I wanted to play the drums, but my parents said, oh, no.
Like a lot of parents do when their kids say, I want to play the drums.
So I went on to trombone, and then because I walked to school, after a while I said, I got to switch to something that's a little easier to carry.
A good reason to take up the flute.
Yeah, I sang in chorus, too, when I was in junior high school and high school.
And then you don't have to carry anything.
No.
All the better.
Well, you have to carry a tune.
Well, that's true. Well, Marilee, I think you know what you're in for here. Bruce is going to play his piano puzzler. It'll be your job to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style he's imitating. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck on one or the other, we can try to brainstorm on this together.
Okay.
All right. Well, Marilee, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Piano puzzler had kind of an eerie quality to it.
Mm. Well, you need two eeries to hear it.
Well, Marilee, what do you think?
Well, I found the hidden tune. I can't think of the name of it, but it's da 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 da.
Right.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Oh, that's it. That's exactly it. Yeah.
That's right.
That's the same one I heard anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of the name of it.
Do you know who wrote that tune?
Gershwin kind of comes to mind, but I don't think that.
Well, he was alive at the same time, and they knew each other, and they lived in the same town.
The jazz composer?
Mm. Duke Ellington?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. So it's a tune by Duke Ellington. Well, you know the tune, even if you can't name it. You know the tune, obviously.
Yeah.
Tune by Duke Ellington. If I'm remembering right, that's a tune called... Is it okay if I jump in, Marilee?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it might be Caravan?
It sure is Caravan.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Okay. So the hidden tune... We've got Caravan by Duke Ellington.
Now, and jazz happens to be my favorite genre.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go. Now, it's mixed with quotations from an actual piece, and sometimes I just use the accompaniment from that piece and the harmonies from that piece with the tune by Duke Ellington.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if one doesn't know this piece, the composer might not come to mind as quickly because it's slightly odd little piece. This rhythm, this is from the piece that is not the Duke Ellington. It starts like this, actually. So if one knows that, then we know the other composer.
Kind of sounds to me almost like Rachmaninoff, maybe?
Well, you've got the first two letters, which is a weird way of looking at it.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's Somebody whose name starts with R-A.
Right.
Ravel?
What?
Ravel?
Yes, it is Ravel.
Maurice Ravel.
Ah.
And the opening of the piano trio by Maurice Ravel is basically what I was using, and the ending of the piano trio, which has... And then it has these chords, a lot of the chords, but I used the Duke Ellington tune with the Ravel harmonies and sometimes with the Duke Ellington harmonies.
So it works very nicely. I like it.
Well, you know, they were from the same time, and the mood is more of the Ravel mood than it is of the Duke Ellington mood. But the harmonies, I split it equally. They each get, if they were getting royalties for this, which I hope no one ever thinks of, they would have to split it equally, and it would be three ways, for a little for me, a little for Ravel, a little for Duke Ellington.
Well, now that we know it's Caravan by Duke Ellington in the style of Maurice Ravel, Bruce, can we hear that one more time?
Sure.
I have to say, even hearing it again, that was a really tricky one. So, Merrily, well done. You got both the hidden tune and the composer.
I was surprised, really, because the last few I've listened to, I haven't been able to pick out the tune.
Well, you called on the right day then.
Yes.
I guess.
Well, Merrily, for playing our piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the music to that piano puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Oh, thank you.
Merrily, what's your public radio station?
WMUM in Macon.
Which is part of
Georgia Public Broadcasting,
if I'm not mistaken. Merrily Butler from Bonaire, Georgia, thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Oh, thanks. It was great fun.
Great fun to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.